Recently, our 15-month-old daughter began saying, I love you, which sounds more like, I love you. Whenever she repeats it with a huge smile, twinkling eyes, and a big hug, my husband and I feel overwhelming, heartwarming waves of gratitude and love. Let me pause and just state how much we are extremely grateful to the Lord for her. We waited for her and wanted her so much. I'll never forget the day when we found out I was expecting and the day we brought her home with our hearts bursting full of love for her. And now she's begun to verbally express her love for us. Heidiana, also known as Heidi, runs to us and gives us hugs and kisses. She shouts with jubilation when she finds us. She seeks out our presence. And now she says, I love you. And you know what? That's how we adults need to be with God. Yes, in some ways, Heidiana has a lot to learn about the meaning of the words, I love you. Yet, every baby or child who expresses love can teach us a lot about love, too. At each stage and with each step, she'll grow to understand more about it. And the same goes for all of us adults who observe her as she just loves purely. And we adults who know the Lord and discover more about the meaning of His love do so step by step in the Word and looking to Him day by day. When we believe on Christ and receive Him as Savior and Lord, we begin the most glorious journey of discovery. Discovery about more and more about His love. We know He died in our place to bear the punishment for our sins, and that He conquered sin and death for us and rose from the dead. We know He chose to create us on purpose for His purpose, and that He lovingly leads us on the path of life. And, like our precious little daughter, we delight in His presence as He helps us take our steps forward in faith on the path He reveals for our lives. We join the psalmist who said in Psalm 16:11, You will show me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. At Your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You know, God's love for us exceeds our highest thoughts. It's time for us to focus on Him and His love more and more. We must cast aside our adult pride and become totally childlike. Not childish, but childlike. We must put childlike trust in the Lord. We must rely 100% on Him and keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh, of human nature, without God. Today, I urge all of us adults to remember to embrace the childlike wonder and purity of expressing our love uninhibitedly for our Heavenly Father. Let's take His word to heart and apply Romans 8:15, which says, For the Spirit which you have received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit producing sonship, in the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father, Father. As a side note, Abba is another word for Daddy. This day and throughout the days ahead, let's express our love for our Heavenly Father. Tell Him, I love you in the ways that we can. Living out His word in our words, deeds, and in truth. And like our little daughter's baby steps, taking steps forward in faith in complete reliance on Him. We'll never regret following the Lord. Oh, how He loves us. Let's rejoice in Him and remember to tell Him how much we love Him too. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for loving us. We love You and yearn to love You more and to love You with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Please help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Please help us to focus on You and share You with others and to take great delight just spending time with You and seeking You out. Lord, thank You for loving us so much higher than any of our best comprehension. We just glorify You now and we welcome You and we put our faith and trust in You 100% with childlike faith. Right now, we just trust in You. We receive You, Lord Jesus. We welcome You. Do Your work in us and through us. We rely on You alone for salvation. And we confess You as Lord and believe in our hearts. Thank You, Lord, for dying for us and for conquering sin and death for us. Thank You for Your love. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Remind someone of God's love by surprising them with something like a gift card or just a phone call or even just a text. Remind them that you're in their corner praying for them, cheering them on as they follow Jesus.